Kelly, and welcome to Raising Christian Teens in 10 Minutes. If you're navigating the wild and wonderful journey of parenting teens in today's world, you're in the right place. Each episode is packed with bold, faith-filled insights to help you raise confident and Christ-centered teens. Happy Wednesday. We are halfway through the week, and today I want to talk about something that I think all teenagers want to be, and that is great, right? But I'm wondering, have they ever thought about what separates good from great? Have you ever thought about it? Or what makes a good Christian life transform into a great one? Well, today we're going to explore how small shifts in the mindset and actions can elevate our teens from good to great, both in their own lives and in their walk with God. So let's jump right in with number one, and that is good is comfortable and great is intentional. It's so easy for our teens to settle into routines that feel, well, good enough. A good teen might do well in school, stay out of trouble, and go to church, but great goes so much further. They're intentional about growing in their faith, developing their character, and making a positive impact on those around them. Comfortable oftentimes is self-focused, and great is focused on others. And number two, great doesn't look at standing out as weird. They look at it as different, and that is exactly how God has called us to be. Set apart and made for great things, something far bigger and better than the world's standards and what it can offer. The biggest step, though, towards helping our teens elevate from good to great is just embracing a growth mindset. When I coach teens, my biggest goal is helping them look at challenging things as opportunities instead of obstacles. And that's all going to start with how they think. And I love how God reminds us of this in Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Wow, I love that reminder in this verse that my whole life can be transformed when I work on renewing my mind. Because God's way of thinking is so much different than the pattern of this world. It's higher, it's greater, and it's so intentional. I also love to help teens visualize this with the simple imagery of bricks. The good things in life, let's say, are the red bricks, and the bad or challenging things in our life are the blue bricks. And although they may look different, they're all still bricks. And God promises not to waste anything we give Him. So they can be assured He will use all those bricks to build for them what He desires for their life, to further the kingdom, and to enrich their lives and others through them. One thing to remember, though, what got them to this level won't get them to the next. So setting goals is so important for greatness. Have your teen write down a goal they want to achieve. Whether it's better grades, being a better athlete, saving up for something they want to buy, or something as big as the stars, anything. But then have them write down next to each goal what they're willing to give up to get it. Because the truth is, we can't add more hours to our day. So we have to start making room for the things that matter by removing the things that don't. I get so excited to work with our youth because they are absolutely capable of creating a life that they can't stop thinking about. But the bigger the goal, the longer the process. And it's probably not going to be easy, especially if they're doing it right. So they should expect a choppy growth phase, which is often followed by a strong urge to abandon ship. This is where most teens will look for a reason to justify their exit. Why? Because whenever we're on the brink of a big breakthrough, the devil works his absolute hardest to hold us back. So this is the most important time to practice gratitude. Even when you're getting worked hard by the enemy, because it is a strong indication about the greatness ahead. And make sure your teen is celebrating progress, not perfection. Encourage them to strive for greatness, not by seeking perfection, but by celebrating the little wins along the way. Celebrating their efforts to grow in faith, character, and resilience. And remind them that God is more interested in their heart and their journey than a flawless performance. And if you're interested in a more formal way to help your teen grow and reach goals, check out my life coaching devotional. And this is way more than a book. This is designed specifically for teens and includes interactive coaching. So what that means is each lesson comes with a QR code that can be scanned to access exclusive videos of me coaching on each topic. It's designed to inspire and empower teens, not only to set goals, but to meet and exceed them, all while living a God-honoring life and discovering their true purpose. So if you're interested in that, you can head on over to Amazon and find it. And the title is simply Life Coaching Devotional for Teens. Remember, life will only change from good to great when we become more committed to God's plan for our life than our own. It's a journey of small, intentional steps, but as teens, they have this incredible opportunity to embrace the greatness God has planned for them. So let's guide them to live out their faith boldly, set intentional goals, and inspire others by their example. Thanks for joining me today on this episode. And if you found it insightful, please go ahead and share it with other parents or a teen that's seeking to elevate their journey from good to great. And make sure you follow along to continue to be encouraged.